And we have a conversation without any hesitation. I just want to tell you what's on my mind. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy, Mr. Parker. I'm here with another podcast. And this one is talking about living through the lie. Can you live through the lie? It's the biggest question of all time. When you know there's some lies going on. This has nothing to do with the homosexuality one. I know a lot of people are probably thinking this is episode 3 of homosexuality. No, it's not. This is a whole new topic because it's another one that people want me to cover. So I'm here with the new one. Living through the lie. Because we're out here living lie. No, we are not. Not me. But a lot of people are asking me. So I'm going to go over one of these people. I know I don't do Q&As no more, but this topic was one that was brought up, and then I asked people what they thought about it, and a lot of people hit me up and wanted to talk about it, so let's talk. It's from a friend of mine. She did not want her name stated, but she did ask this question. The question is, if you know that your man is cheating, should you continue to do it? Should you continue to fight through the marriage just because of the children and your living situation? Woo! That's a tough one. But the reason I say that, I've grown up and seen that in a lot of different homes. I've seen a man and a woman staying together because the kids. And because the living situation, you guys share a car now. You guys have a house now. Some people have a house. I mean, most of the time people don't. But some people have a house now. You guys know each other's social security information. You know the food stamp number. I mean, like, all of that. So it's a tough thing to cover because, in a way, let me not say in a way. You shouldn't stay together. No one should stay together knowing what's going down. So the question she's asking me, she knows her man's cheating. She has told me personally that she knows he goes to the club. He's out with his boys. He has gotten home and she has smelled things on him. She's done a checkup on him and she smelled it. And then when she asked him, when she says, say it ain't so, he doesn't say it ain't so. He just says, I'm not happy. And this and that, because she gained a lot of weight. So since she gained a lot of weight, I guess he's not happy no more. It's just a tough situation. He's losing feelings, which it's not a good thing. So, I mean, it's tough. Like, you have kids, you have each other's information, you know each other now. If I'm you two, I sit down. If I'm you, you know who you are, or if I'm him, because this happens to guys too, we sit down. We go out to eat somewhere quiet. We sit down. Make sure you get like a little private room probably or something, because if you guys have in the middle of the restaurant, you guys might flip out and go straight black. I don't know what you're going to do, or white, whatever y'all do, and start off a conversation saying, why'd you do it? Why'd you? And then all of a sudden y'all fighting. You don't want that. So try to find a little private room so you guys talking. But you guys got to talk and see what's going on. You guys sit across from each other and you say, let's examine each other and see what's going on here. And I think that way you would figure out a lot of different things about each other. Like, if you do it that way, you'll be able to see what's going down. Like, what is causing this? What is making you cheat? What is making you not want me anymore? Or what is going on? Or you might, if the cheating happened, you have grounds to leave. So maybe you just want to just leave it. Like, I just don't want to do this no more. But I think if you do that, you got to make sure you guys talk amongst each other to see where you guys stand. So you don't want to divorce or you don't want to break up and it be a hell in the hallway. You don't want that. You want it to be smooth. You want it to be good for your kids' sake, because you don't have to be together. You guys already had your children. I mean, God intended for the marriage to work. You know, you probably didn't have the kids during marriage. You probably had them before and then got married. I don't know. But in any scenario, you don't have to be married for this. This is not just for married people. This is for people in relationships in general. Because if you're in a relationship and you know that the other person's cheating, but you don't want to lose everything you've built together and then, you know, go through a war after, talk it out. Say, look, it's not working with us. Let's split. You know, I get it. A lot of people, the hard part is money. Money, you're losing each other's cost. Money gets split. The children get split. You know, a lot of stuff comes with it. That's why God intended for the marriage to work. Because a lot of negativity comes with this. It's a very, very tough thing. Because when you do this, the kids might change up. Your financial situation might change up. Your spiritual thing might change up. It all depends on how you guys were. But a lot of times, it can make things better. It can make things better because you guys aren't going to hear each other ever. Or you guys aren't going to be... like. That's why you should sit down and say, I'm not going to keep doing this. If you're a guy and you're going through this, if you're a woman and you're going through this, it's plain and simple to tell the other person that I'm just not going to go through this. I'm not going to waste my time and do this to our children for the future. And when I'm sitting here crying at the table and you go out and they're asking me, as they get older, the kids start realizing, mommy's been asking and mommy cries every day daddy goes out. You know, what is she crying for? Why is mommy crying like this? As they get older, sooner or later, them kids are going to start challenging daddy. Hey, dad, where you been at? They start off from, daddy, I love you. Daddy, I love... to mommy crying? Oh, no. Then that's a year goes by. Mommy's still crying? Another year goes by. Mommy's still crying? Mommy's still... by the time they get to you, they're, yo, mom's still crying? Yo, where you at, dad? Yo, where's dad at? Where's dad at? Where he at? The daughter... oh, no, my daddy stank. Yeah, I know that. You don't want that to happen. So my answer for this question is sit down with the for you that asked me the question. Anyone going through this, sit down and say, I know what you're doing. And I'm not going to go through hurting myself, hurting our children, hurting everything just to keep everything I have afloat. You can start from scratch. Anyone can start from scratch. Just do it with God this time. Do it with God this time so you don't have to go through this again. You don't want to run into another man, or a guy doesn't want to run into another woman that's doing the same exact thing. You don't want that. So my thing is, sit down, discuss how you're going to go from here. Okay, we have a car together. We're going to both work toward getting another car so that way you can keep that car, I'll get the new car, or I can keep that car, you get the new car. Let's figure out how to split the money for the kid. I'll take the kids, or you can take one of them. You don't want to split kids. That's why I always say it's hard, because you don't want to split kids. Splitting kids makes everything extremely hard. So you don't want to do that. But you can always say, you have the kids on this day, I have them on this day, let's work together. I know a few people that work it out that way. You know, like they were together, they broke up, and they're making it work right now individually. And it's a hard thing, but they did it. You know, whether it takes, if you guys had a nice apartment and a nice crib and everything was going smooth and you had to split up, just split. Then you just got to figure out if maybe mama would take you back. Maybe daddy will open the door for you. Maybe mom and dad will open the door for you. Maybe there's a cousin, an uncle. Do what you can, because you don't want to keep living in that toxic situation where you're depressed every night and you're fighting every night. Talk to this person and tell them how you feel and say, you know what? Even though we did all this together, we made these beautiful kids. It's time to separate and work out our lives through a different way. Your mom's house is available. Your dad's house is available. Figure out different scenarios and methods is my point. And if you don't have kids, it's even easier. And you guys can just say, okay, we just need to figure out. Maybe you guys can split up, buddy. I mean, that's always an option. But I didn't go through this, so this is something that's like kind of hard for me to cover. But speaking from experience and seeing other people go through it, that's what I would do. Like I said, I'm not going to waste the time. You shouldn't waste no one's time, and no one should waste your time. You know, you got to just be like, you know what, at the end of the day, it didn't work. But now we have to figure out how to live without living off each other. And that's the key. So my answer to the question is, don't waste time. No, you should not stay with someone just because of the kids. You should not stay with someone just because of the finances. Figure out other things. You don't have to talk to that person. Talk to your family first. Talk to your mom. Talk to your dad. Get rid of the pride. Talk to your mom. Talk to your dad. Talk to your older sister. Talk to your brother, your younger, whatever. And say, hey, I need to move in because I need to get off of my butt. It's hard. I don't want to hit rock bottom. Keep your job. Do what you got to do. That's my answer to that question. There's always other scenarios, situations out there. You got friends, something that can get you out of the situation where you don't have to live. If you guys have a house together, sell it. I mean, if y'all can't agree to something, like usually the man would say, you know what, the lady can keep the house, but if both y'all want it, then you gotta, the female's gonna have to just be like, hey, you know, or the male's just gonna have to be like, we can't agree, let's sell it, whatever money we get from it, we split, and then we both can live a life from there, get a cheap apartment, you get your own, but the problem is a lot of people try to still slide like a dancer. Y'all try to, even after y'all separate, you know, you go by, let me see the kids, and then when you go by, all of a sudden you get that newfound love, like, dang, I missed that. That used to be mine. I want to slide like a dancer. Nah, you gotta leave it. You did this, you gotta leave it. You can't go through that no more. So my answer to that question, like I said, is don't stay together just because of your kids or just because of your finances. Trust in God. He'll guide you to the next steps in your life, and he'll bring you to that next path. Trust him. You don't have to sit there and listen to you don't have to sit there and listen to people that say, oh, no, don't leave it. I don't care if you have a penthouse together. I don't care if you have an apartment. I don't care if you have a shack. The whole thing is you leave that because you don't want to keep doing that. You want to keep allowing that spirit to enter your home. You don't want to keep going through this over and over again. The tears, you're crying at night. You don't want to go through that no more. God got you. Just trust in God and he'll provide. He always does. Trust him. Thank you guys for listening. And if anybody wants more on this, I'll be glad. Just inbox me. Anyone else going through this, I will gladly keep it private. I don't say names, and I will gladly talk about this for you. But thank you guys for listening. Love y'all. God bless. Peace.